Now, the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. Today, we talk about proverbs. A proverb is a short, well-known saying that expresses a common truth or belief. Proverbs are found in most cultures and are often very old. In American history, Benjamin Franklin was famous for his proverbs. Franklin lived in the 1700s. He was a leader of the American Revolution against English rule. He was also a scientist, inventor, and writer. For many years, Franklin published a book called Poor Richard's Almanac. He included many proverbs that he had heard or created. Some of them are still used today, like this one. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Franklin is also remembered for other proverbs, like a penny saved is a penny earned. This means that money should not be wasted. Now, the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. Today, we talk about proverbs.
Do we talk about proverbs?
We do.
What do we talk about?
Today, we talk about
proverbs.
Proverbs.
Today, we talk about proverbs.
What does she say we talk about?
She says we talk about proverbs.
A proverb is a short, well-known saying that expresses a common truth or belief.
A proverb is a short, well-known saying.
Is it a short, well-known saying? It is. What is a proverb? Proverb is a short, well-known saying.
That expresses a common truth or belief. It expresses a common truth or belief.
Does it express a common truth or belief? It does. What does it express? It expresses a common truth or belief.
A proverb is a short, well-known saying that expresses a common truth or belief.
Is proverb a short, well-known saying that expresses a common truth or belief?
It is.
What is it? What is a proverb?
Proverb is a short, well-known saying that expresses a common truth or belief.
Proverbs are found in most cultures and are often very old.
Proverbs are found in many cultures. They are found in many cultures.
Are they found in many cultures? They are.
And proverbs are often very old.
Are proverbs very old? They are.
Proverbs are found in most cultures and are often very old. In American history, Benjamin Franklin was famous for his proverbs.
Benjamin Franklin was famous for his proverbs. Was he famous for his proverbs?
He was.
What was he famous for?
He was famous for his proverbs.
In American history, Benjamin Franklin was famous for his proverbs. Franklin lived in the 1700s.
Did he live in the 1700s? He did. When did he live? He lived in the 1700s.
Franklin lived in the 1700s.
Does she say he lived in the 1700s?
She does.
What does she say? When does she say he lived?
She says he lived in the 1700s.
He was a leader of the American Revolution against English rule.
Was he a leader of the American Revolution against English rule?
He was.
Who was he? What kind of leader was he?
He was the leader of the American Revolution against English rule.
He was a leader of the American Revolution against English rule. He was also a scientist, inventor, and writer.
Was he also a scientist, inventor, and writer?
He was.
Who was he also?
He was also a scientist, inventor, and writer.
He was also a scientist, inventor, and writer. For many years, Franklin published a book called Poor Richard's Almanac.
Did he publish a book called Poor Richard's Almanac?
He did.
What did he publish? What book did he publish for many years?
He published a book called Poor Richard's Almanac.
For many years, Franklin published a book called Poor Richard's Almanac. He included many proverbs that he had heard or created.
Did he include many proverbs that he had heard or created?
He did.
What did he include? What proverbs did he include?
He included many proverbs that he had heard or created.
Again, he included many proverbs that he had heard or created. So first, there was a result. He had heard some proverbs. He had created them. Then he included them.
He included many proverbs that he had heard or created. Some of them are still used today, like this one.
Some of them used today.
They are.
Some of them are still used today, like this one. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. The idea is, what is it? It is that if you go to bed early, you wake up early, and it makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. You will be a healthy, wealthy, and wise guy.
Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Franklin is also remembered for other proverbs, like
Franklin is also remembered. He is also remembered for other proverbs. So, is he also remembered for other proverbs?
He is.
What is he also remembered for? What is he also remembered for?
He is also remembered for other proverbs.
Franklin is also remembered for other proverbs, like a penny saved is a penny earned.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
A penny saved is a penny earned. This means that money should not be wasted.
This means that money should not be wasted. So, should money be wasted? Should money be wasted?
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't. That's what this proverb means. It means that. What does it mean?
It means that money should not be wasted.
This means that money should not be wasted. Now, the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. Today, we talk about proverbs. A proverb is a short, well-known saying that expresses a common truth or belief. Proverbs are found in most cultures and are often very old. In American history, Benjamin Franklin was famous for his proverbs. Franklin lived in the 1700s. He was a leader of the American Revolution against English rule. He was also a scientist, inventor, and writer. For many years, Franklin published a book called Poor Richard's Almanac. He included many proverbs that he had heard or created. Some of them are still used today, like this one. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Franklin is also remembered for other proverbs, like a penny saved is a penny earned. This means that money should not be wasted.